The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, our next guest is going to tell us about living with inflammatory bowel disease. What does that actually mean and what does it do to your life, and particularly when it hits you at a young age? Molly Carroll, thank you very much for being with us today. What age were you when that hit you?
So I initially got sick just before I turned 17. So I was due to sit my leave insert mocks, and I wasn't, you know, terribly sick, but I had kind of a slightly upset stomach, and I had put it down to the stress of the exams. Obviously, things escalated really, really quickly in my case. It was very kind of condensed, the timeline. So I got sick probably end of January. I was diagnosed in March, and then I had massive emergency surgery in April.
What sort of surgery?
So I actually ended up having a total colectomy. So it's when they remove your entire large intestine, your entire colon, which is really extreme to only find out that you have this lifelong condition in March and then end up losing your entire bowel in April. It was a pretty intense year, obviously.
And it wasn't to do with the stress of the leaving cert, was it? Was it something that would have happened anyway?
They don't really know, to be honest. So there's a big question mark over why people get these diseases. So basically, inflammatory bowel disease is kind of separated into two main diseases, which is ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. And yeah, people have kind of researched it and everyone has a theory. Some people think it's hereditary. I've heard mad theories about it being linked to like diet when you're younger, being linked to dairy. Like, I think they just don't really know. But it's an autoimmune disease. So I think it would be similar to, you know, children getting asthma or alopecia or any one of those autoimmune conditions. It's quite random.
But that's such a massive decision the doctors had to take to actually extract one of your vital organs.
Yeah. So in my case, like I said, I got really, really sick really quickly, which is kind of unusual. You know, you can have this condition for 20, 30 years and not have surgery. So for mine to be all kind of so intense was really unusual. But for in my case, when they actually my bowel perforated, so I had an emergency surgery, I had septicemia. And when they actually went in and took a look at the inside, they were like, oh, my God. Like,
that could have killed you.
Yeah, I almost did die. And the organ itself was actually falling apart. Like, it fell apart in their hands. They were like, this entire thing has to come out. Like, it's a massive risk. It's if it's left in, it's just going to happen again. So they removed the entire thing, which is, I don't know, feet and feet of organ.
How traumatic is that as a teenager for something like that to happen?
I think in my case as well, it was a very long process to come to acceptance. So the first kind of 6 months or so, I actually spent 3 months in hospital and I had to learn how to walk again.
No leaving cert, clearly.
Yeah, no leaving cert. So it was really unfortunate timing, but I spent 3 months in hospital, had to learn how to walk again. You know, all my hair fell out. So I was kind of dealing with all that stuff. I went down to, I think, about under 7 stone or 6.5 stone. I'm 5'10".
Yeah, I was going to say you're tall.
Yeah.
So that is.
So I was probably, I think I'm around 10 stone now. So I was like really, really emaciated. Couldn't even sit in wooden furniture. Like, I would be in pain if I sat in wooden furniture. But I think in my case, I was so sick initially that the first 6 to 9 months was just surviving and just kind of getting past the, you know, the real basic things, like being able to eat again, being able to walk again. And then the coming years after that were when it became traumatic. And when you have the, I guess you're healthy enough to even begin to process what's happened.
I presume it must have been a fair bit of feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, like there definitely was. So I woke up and I had an ileostomy bag, which for anyone listening, I guess, who doesn't know what that is, it's kind of similar to a colostomy, but where a colostomy is on your colon, an ileostomy is on your ileum. So it's the waste from your small bowel instead of your large bowel that is, you know, collected in an external pouch or whatever. And I think it's a thing that people really associate with old people. I have scars all over my body from my neck to my feet. Like, I'm literally covered in scars from surgeries. So being a teenager, I guess, you're quite vain and your aesthetic tends to be important to you, especially like...
And as a young adult as well, this is something that presumably you know, you would have been conscious of as you grew older as well.
And like at any age, of course, everybody, whether they admit it or not, everybody, you know, cares about their outward appearance to some extent. But I think like the real kind of selfie generation were probably even worse. Definitely felt really sorry for myself and a lot of anger of like, why did this happen to me and not somebody else? And then I remember one day just about probably about 9 months to a year after the surgery, just being like, I'm actually done feeling this way and I'm done with myself. And I kind of had an inward word with myself and I was like, you're only allowed to feel like this for another 15 minutes and then you don't feel like this ever again. And genuinely, like, I had to train my brain to just, I guess, be okay with it. And I tried to kind of channel the energy or the emotion that I had. I tried to turn that anger into a different kind of action, I suppose.
And that's why you've become an advocate for people living with inflammatory bowel disease. But just tell us about some of the challenges that you might face. I mean, particularly if you're not at home and if you're out in pubs or if you're in clubs or restaurants or whatever, even just basic things like toilet facilities.
Yeah, it's definitely a factor anywhere that you go. I've been challenged on, you know, using disabled toilets in the past. So especially
what
now,
challenged?
You know, people would come over to you and say, oh, you shouldn't use those toilets, or which is fine. Like, I'm kind of confident enough to turn around and explain to the person that I have a condition, but I shouldn't have to do that. And there's probably thousands of people in the world who wouldn't have the confidence to say that to somebody. But I've also had where people don't approach you, but you know they're talking about you, or they're like making snide remarks. They're kind of looking over at you when you come out of the disabled toilet. And it's really hurtful. It's definitely hard because I feel like I don't look sick on the outside. You know, you would probably look at me and think I'm any normal 26-year-old.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not underweight. I don't look ill. I don't have anything really that you can see. But, you know, if you saw me in swimwear or... anything like that, I'm covered in scars. It's just that they're not visible when I'm kind of going about living my life. But yeah, it's just a factor.
Does that make you conscious then of what you're wearing?
It doesn't anymore. It definitely did. There was definitely times where if you could see kind of any of the scar, I've got scars on my arms here and they're kind of right in the crook of my arm. So it's part of your body that you show off a lot.
Why do you have scars there?
So what happened to me was because I had the septicemia, obviously that's blood poisoning and blood runs through every single part of your body. It's crucial. Because my blood was poisoned, my the lymph couldn't drain properly from my tissues. So I actually had about 4 liters of pooling in my tissues. So I was like the Michelin man, like I blew up and I would leak it out. So like my entire body for a few weeks after the emergency surgery, I would just be like seeping basically water, which was really strange. I would sleep
must
on like
a terrifying Molly, was it?
It was the weird symptoms I experienced. Like, I actually have probably forgotten half of them. They were just so traumatic. But yeah, I guess my skin just stretched and I have stretch marks on my feet. Like, I'm covered in them. So that's what they are. They were worse. I had them lasered.
You have to sort of point them out. I notice them now looking at them because you've shown them to me. But if you hadn't shown them to me, I wouldn't have noticed them.
Yeah. But I mean, there was a time where I would like literally, if I was paying for something in a shop and I had a t-shirt on, I would like keep my arms in close to my body and like slide the money across the counter. And if anybody saw them or commented on them, I would be so upset. I think now I'm at a point where like I'm perfectly okay with them.
But as you say, you mean you're a strong character who's developed the ability to deal. People who aren't, I mean, are there supports for them to try and help people in the situation like that? Because there are tens of thousands of people, aren't there, who suffer from various bowel conditions and diseases.
Yeah, and I mean, like it ranges. Even like something like irritable bowel syndrome, like it's not as serious as inflammatory bowel disease, and you probably won't require surgery, but it's still a taboo. There's lots of things out there that people just don't want to talk about. There are supports, but they're not that easy to come across.
There's a new app, isn't there, as well? IBD-Well. Tell us a little bit about that.
The app is actually fantastic and it's a really, really good idea. I think, you know, everybody has a mobile phone now and pretty much everybody's familiar with apps. But it has features. There's a feature where it actually will show you the nearest public toilet to you, which obviously takes massive stress out of your everyday life. There's another feature as well called a symptom tracker, which I found really helpful. because my symptoms can literally flare up for a couple of hours and then go away. So I can be really ill from 4 to 7 and then be perfectly fine that night.
You still get the illness, do you, despite the fact that so much of your internal organs have been removed? You still actually have difficulties with the illness?
I do, but I'm very lucky. It's probably never going to be as severe as it was. So I still have my rectum area left, and that's all I have of the large intestine, and that's permanently inflamed. So that, you know, I can pass blood from there, and that can be very painful. And then there's also symptoms that aren't necessarily related to your bowels. So it can cause inflammation in your joints and your eyes, and chronic fatigue is a massive thing as well. So I will have future surgery down the line. I'll probably be getting the rectum removal and literally getting everything closed up on that end. But that surgery can kind of interfere with fertility and stuff like that. So they try to really put it off in young people as long as they can. But I definitely would have some degree of pain and illness every day.
Dude, Molly, you've been through a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, I'm so used to it now. It's been nearly 10 years. But when I'm kind of speaking to somebody I don't necessarily know very well about it, it makes me realise how much I have gone through. But yeah, the symptom tracker is amazing, because sometimes I can be really, really ill for 2 weeks and then I kind of forget about it when I'm well. And then, you know, you might go back to your consultant and they're asking you how you've been and you don't really remember. So
just one final thing, Molly Carroll. What are your friends like with it? I mean, how do they cope with the idea of somebody, as you say, it's an illness that you might associate with somebody who's older, that somebody of their age has been so ill and goes through so much with it?
That's actually probably one of the main factors in why I am the way I am, and the way I have the attitude towards the illness, is that I have such a fantastic group of friends. So my best friends, we've been friends since we were children. And I think they offer the right level of really, really good support and understanding, but they also won't put up with you kind of wallowing either. So they're very much like, you know, Asher, get on with it, it could be worse. But also deep down, I know they know how hard it is for me, but they have the right attitude and they're really, really supportive. You know, they never made me feel in any way uncomfortable. And even things like if we were on holidays and I've bought a bikini and I'm like, oh, I might not wear this anymore, they'll be like, no, you are. Like, we'll force you to wear it. And like, they would push me to kind of accept myself the same way I would if it was any of them. But definitely surrounding yourself with understanding people is, for any aspect of your life, the best thing that you can do, I think.
We're going to have to leave it there. Molly Carroll, advocate for people living with inflammatory bowel disease. Thank you so much for being with us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.